Chapter 4. The next day he took some Excedrin and drank about a gallon of iced tea and waited until evening to eat. And that night he did not allow himself so much as a beer or a glass of wine. There were no other jobs in play, just the Bradford project, so he spent the rest of the week on research and equipment shopping, considering spending Alyssa Bradford's advance check on a new camera. He wanted to upgrade partially for the quality improvement and partially to stop using the camera Claire's father had given him as a present after things bottomed out in L.A. and Eric followed Claire to Chicago. That pretentious bastard. His next novel had just come out this week. Eric wouldn't read the book, that was for damn sure, but if he heard of a bad review, he'd absolutely read that. He didn't talk to Claire again before his meeting with Campbell Bradford. By the morning after their last phone call, which he awoke to with a headache that clearly intended to linger for a few hours, he wished that he'd told her more. It would have interested her, and she would have listened. One thing about Claire, she always listened. But he didn't call, and she didn't either. He checked the caller ID every day, and that ritual became maddening. She was his wife, and here he was, checking to see if she might have called. His wife. He stopped by the apartment to pick up his equipment the night of his interview with Campbell Bradford and saw the message light blinking on the answering machine, thought perhaps Claire had called, then hated himself for such hopefulness. He didn't allow himself to even check the message, ignoring the machine while he picked up his camera and tripod and briefcase. When he opened the case to put his recorder inside, always good to have an audio backup, he saw the pale green bottle and felt a wave of nausea. He started to remove the bottle, then changed his mind. Maybe he'd show it to old Campbell and see what sort of response it triggered. Alyssa Bradford had told him to go by the hospital around 7. He went through the building as quickly as he could, long, fast strides, the camera bag banging against his leg. He hated hospitals, always had. When he found the right room number, 712, he discovered the door was closed, rapped lightly on it with his knuckles. "Hello?" he said, pushing it open, poking his head inside. "Mr. Bradford?"